Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guest appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Football is back in the city of Memphis with the Memphis Express and the Alliance of American Football. It's 11-on-11 outdoor spring football. Starts this weekend, as a matter of fact. Memphis Express is going to be taking on the Birmingham Iron. And then, of course, next weekend, next Saturday, it's the first home game. It's the home debut of the Memphis Express against the Arizona Hotshots. Get involved. I'm excited. Season tickets start as low as $75. Single game tickets start as low as $20. You want to get involved? Go to AAF.com or Ticketmaster.com. They've got all kinds of great seating options inside the Liberty Bowl. You can sit on the field and lodge seating that includes a commemorative chair that you keep at the end of the season. And all sections include all-inclusive food and beverage. On-field cabanas. I mean, this is something like we have never been able to do at the Liberty Bowl. You can watch a game from the field, so just get involved. AAF.com, Ticketmaster.com for tickets. All right, Jason Smith is going to join us at 1:25. We will talk to him about the Memphis Tiger basketball game last night. Also get his thoughts on the Memphis Grizzlies. But a couple things before we get to Jason Smith. Chris Wallace, Grizzlies general manager Chris Wallace, did address the media today just a little bit ago. So wanted to kind of take you into that press conference where he said some very interesting things that I honestly don't think, knowing you guys, you're going to really like to hear. But this was Chris Wallace just a little bit ago.
You oversaw a rebuild with this franchise, with the famous three-year plan back when Michael Heisley on the team. How confident are you that you'll be part of this rebuild going forward?
Well, I'm not worried about my situation, all right? I've had a great run here. I enjoy myself immensely. I got a terrific ownership to work in Robert Parris. So this is not about me today. I'm very comfortable where I stand with him and his team. But I'm very excited about this future. I mean, to compare where we are now back to then, I mean, there's no comparison. We have so many more assets to work with than we had when I came here in 2007. We're so much further along. So, again, very excited about the future. And just look what Jaron did last night. We're just doing every night. I mean, he's getting better every night. I don't want to put it all on him. But that's a great building block for the future. And as I've always said, a bridge to where we're going to eventually be with this team.
If you guys see Jaron as the center of this focal point going forward, what's the plan to build around him with assets around his age?
Well, you're not just going to need young players, Peter. I mean, you have to have some older guys, too, if you're going to win in the NBA. Look at the construction of any championship team. It's not around young players. You need a variety of age groups. I mean, like, take example, Kyle Anderson, I call a young vet. He's in his mid-20s, but he's no longer a fledgling NBA player. So I think it's not just so much you need young guys around him. It's the type of players around him. You need, in today's NBA, you're going to have shooters around him. You know, anybody who can be a focal point of an offense, right? We're going to have to get more athletic as a team as well. And so I think that'll all take place over the years. As the years go by, there'll be opportunities to build that type of roster. I look at a roster always like a pitching rotation in baseball. You don't just have all right-handers. You don't have all fastballers. You have a knuckleballer, a left-hander, short reliever, long reliever. That's what you want to do, have a variety of players on the team. Again, but keep an eye on the shooting, the three-point shooting in particular, because it's become a need in the NBA. It's no longer a luxury. But the big thing is that Jaren's here, you know, in a Grizzly uniform. It's very difficult to find Jaren Jackson's. The rest of the NBA is running around trying to get players like that, set themselves up for the future. We have one right here now that is just blossoming in front of our eyes.
You mentioned the
scenarios. When you see scenarios like what happened with Anthony Davis and his trade request in New Orleans, do you worry or do you think long term, like, we have to make sure that something like this doesn't happen with Jaren?
Well, I'm very comfortable where Jaren is with in his relationship to our whole overall organization, his family as well. They've been terrific. I think this has been a great experience so far, and it's going to get even better and better for him both on and off the court. So I think Jaren's going to be a long-term staple here at Memphis.
You guys plan that far ahead, though, you think?
Oh, you're always looking far ahead in this business, right? It's not just its upcoming trade deadline or this draft. You're looking years down the road at all times with your planning.
All right, so a couple of things. Obviously, that was Chris Wallace, Grizzlies general manager Chris Wallace. First thing he said was that he feels very comfortable about his standing with Robert Parra, which I know comes as absolutely devastating news to the,
well,
the majority
I mean,
of the...
What else are you going to say?
Well, yeah, no, that's true. I mean, you know, that's true, but you never know. Chris Wallace is a survivalist.
Yeah.
It is what the man does.
Right.
He survives it all. And wouldn't that be something? Would that not be something? I can't see it.
I don't know.
I kind of feel bad for him. Kind of feel bad for them. They're kind of like they keep trotting him out there. Defend this. Do it. Defend this, Chris.
He'll be all right. He's got a good gig.
He's
well reimbursed.
He had a good gig, or he. I guess he still does have a good gig.
No, he still has it.
But under this scenario, he had a good gig.
I thought the interesting part that it was in the video, but it wasn't in that part, was him saying that the goal is to convey the pick
correct
to Boston this
correct.
Year. To which I say, what happens if you don't convey the pick to Boston this year?
Well, no, the quote was, we think if there's ever a year to get out of the top of the draft, this is the year.
This is the year.
Right, so if you don't want to be picking, this is the year to not pick. Well, yeah, Chris, do you not understand? There's like it's a coin flip at best.
As of right now, it's a better chance that you do have to pick in the draft.
Yeah, so what the hell are you going to say when you are in the draft? And, I mean, I guess you could always trade. You could always trade out, right? You could always trade your first rounder.
I mean, the thing is, though, is if that's the case where no NBA team thinks that this is a good draft or they can find a lot of value in this draft, like,
right.
What are you going to get for that pick?
I mean, I see what he's saying. I understand what he's saying. Trust me, I get it. Because there is a consensus, right? Once you get out of the top three, Zion, Reddish, Barrett, maybe we can throw Ja Morant in there. Mm-hmm. It's not considered a good draft.
Right.
It's not. But you know what? Lots of drafts aren't considered good drafts, and they end up having good players in them.
Yeah.
So, like, I would just, you know, as an NBA franchise, I think you should steer clear of just basically declaring that a draft is not good, especially when you very well may be picking in it. Because there are players in every draft, always. Draymond Green is a second-round pick. You know what I'm saying? Like, how many examples do we have to go through?
Right.
There are players in every single draft. You just have to be able to evaluate
them.
Dylan Brooks was a second rounder. You know? I mean, again, there are countless examples of players getting drafted outside the lottery or even the middle lottery who have panned out to be very, very good players. So I don't really like that at all because it could – I mean, we're talking about, you know, we talk about the things Penny says that can backfire. That can backfire. That quote can look really stupid in about 3 months from now.
Dude, it's just such a weird situation. I mean, we talk about it every day at this point, how weird it is that, you know, of course you want to win games, right? But you're wanting to win games to get rid of a draft pick, which is just the most bizarre situation to be in. And I agree with what Gary said in the last segment. Like, I don't really care as much as if it's this year or next year.
Yep.
It cannot be that 2021. That
I mean, I don't even want it to be 2020, to be honest with you.
No, I don't either. But that 2021 draft is the one that everyone's looking towards.
Yeah.
The kids are going to come straight out of high school again.
Jalen Green,
yeah,
RJ Hampton,
man,
are going
like
to be.
You got to be in that draft.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah, I agree with that. You definitely want to get it out of it because by 2021, that might be the number one overall pick.
Exactly.
How depressing would that be?
if you have the number one overall pick and give it to a great team in Boston, yeah, it'd be awful.
I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's Boston, Charlotte, whoever the hell. I mean, you're just, it's not yours.
Right.
That would be the most depressing. That would be one of the most depressing things ever. And if that dude became like an all-star, like what if it was like a LeBron? Like what if it was a LeBron type player?
Yeah.
LeBron type talent.
It'd be a nightmare.
Even an Anthony Davis. Like it doesn't even have to be LeBron. You'd hate yourself.
Yes.
And you know why you don't have that damn pick?
Jeff Green. Did you see what the Greek Freak did to him the other night? Oh my gosh. I thought he was going to retire after the game.
I don't even want to think about it. It's so depressing. Like, that would rank up there with the national championship game in terms of depressing things.
To lose out on just a generational talent. Yeah.
A number one overall pick that, you know, and every time he has a great performance, you're going to say, man, Grizzlies could have had that dude.
Yeah.
You know, if you think it's bad right now, how it seemed to be, right? It's going to be that 10 times worse if they can't convey that pick by then. Of course, we were all projecting, but hopefully they can do it. All right, over at The Athletic, let's focus on some things that make us happy.
All right, what's going on?
You want to do that?
I'm good with that, yeah.
I mean, let's just focus on things that make us happy. Because it's been...
The Grizzlies make me happy, though.
Well, they don't make you happy currently.
Correct.
They could one day again make you happy.
Yes.
But they don't right now.
But, like, when I'm sitting on my couch having a beer and watching the Grizzlies, I'm generally happy.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
You enjoy watching the development of Bruno Caboclo.
Correct.
Okay. You are easy to please.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine.
But what else you got? I mean, I'll listen.
Well, so this is what we did over at The Athletic. So there's a staff of four, right, that work for The Athletic here in Memphis. It's me, it's Jason, it's Peter Edmondson, and Omari Sankofa. Those two cover the Grizzlies. We cover the Tigers. So our editor came to us and said, listen, it's been a bad week for Memphis sports. We understand that. The Tigers forgot how to win, play basketball. The Grizzlies traded away Marcus Gasol, and we know how bad that situation is. So let's focus on things that are let's be optimistic. Give us some reasons to be happy, right, about Memphis sports. And so we all put our heads together, and we came up with a ranking. Now, each person, each individual submitted their rankings individually. So the editor tallied it up. And are you ready for the order? We did a top five of reasons to be optimistic for Memphis sports in 2019 and beyond. So should we start from the bottom and go up, or should we start from top and go down?
Bottom.
Start from the bottom.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, number five was Memphis 901 FC. That ended up being number five on our list. And this is what Peter said. What if I told you a decade ago that competing directly against a resurgent U of M football team's opening game, a soccer match at AutoZone Park involving Tulsa and Colorado, would be a raucous, wild sellout? You'd have laughed me out of town. Well, it happened, and it was all because this sneaky good soccer town finally has a professional team to call its own, Memphis 901 FC, with the logo and name being revealed at that sellout match. Yes, just the announcement created a sellout on a college football Saturday in Memphis. The logo is just plain cool. Tim Howard is minority owner, and the downtown setting is perfect for football. There's even an official supporters group, the aptly named Bluff City Mafia, if you want to scream and sing for the full 90 minutes. It's been decades since pro soccer was relevant in Memphis, but it's back now and in a big way.
All right.
In the interest of total transparency, I put Memphis Express and Memphis 901 FC tied for fifth.
Okay.
I had them both at number
five.
So
I'm guessing Memphis Express is four.
Memphis Express was in the also mentioned. It appears I was the only one that had Memphis Express.
Wow. Memphis Express did not make the top five.
Yeah. They made my top five, but I don't think they made, like, you tally it all up, I don't think they made the entire top five.
Okay, let's hear the rest, man. I got a question, y'all's top five. I'm excited about the Express.
I put them in there, Bennett. Number
Talk
four.
To your partners, man.
Number four, Mike Norvell.
Absolutely.
Mike Norvell is number four on the reasons to be optimistic list. And that was my submissions. That was my assignment.
New contract.
This is what I said about Mike Norvell. Mike Norvell has taken the Memphis football program to new heights. The Tigers consistently finish among the top of the group of five in recruiting ranking, something that would have been impossible to fathom 5 years ago. And he's taken the team to two consecutive AAC championship games. He's getting unprecedented results for Memphis football. Any problems with that ranking at number four for Mike Norvell?
No, we love Mike Norvell. Memphis football.
Number three, James Wiseman.
The big ticket.
James Wiseman, this was also my assignment. James Wiseman is the first number one ranked player, according to 247sports.com's composite rankings, to ever attend Memphis. The seven-footer will transform the team defensively and, barring something unforeseen, will become the Tigers' first lottery pick since Tyreek Evans in 2009. And who knows? maybe he becomes the first Tiger to be drafted in the first round by the Memphis Grizzlies. That is possible. I think he and Jaren could play together.
I like it.
What if the Grizzlies had a front line of Jaren Jackson Jr. and James Wiseman in 2020?
It might be one of the best in the league.
Now, I think they'd probably have to go guard, maybe. They'd probably have to go guard. They wouldn't draft Wiseman, would they?
Oh, dude, I
it would depend on what they did in trades and free agency. And something.
Yeah, I mean, let's just see how it pans out. I like that.
But it's possible.
Very unlikely.
But it's possible.
It's possible.
It is more possible than a lot of things.
All right.
Number two, Jaren Jackson Jr.
Yeah, for
He's
sure.
He's number two. In a season, this is Amari. In a season that steadily slipped away, Jaren Jackson Jr. has consistently been a bright spot for the Grizzlies. He looks like the full package both offensively and defensively. He can step behind the arc and shoot it, out-muscle smaller players in the paint, and consistently make jump hooks. He's already one of the better shot blockers in the NBA. And the best part is he's still only 19. With Marc Gasol in Toronto and Jamal Green in Los Angeles, it's time to anticipate more playing time for JJJ down the stretch. And then number one.
Yeah, of course.
Despite, obviously, last night, Penny Hardaway is the number one reason to be optimistic about Memphis sports. And this is what Jason said. The four-time NBA All-Star and Memphis Tiger basketball legend returned to his alma mater last March to replace Tubby Smith and has already put together a top 15 ranked 2019 recruiting class. That includes the number one prospect in the country, 7-footer James Wiseman. FedEx Forum, the NBA arena the Tigers call home, is buzzing again in Hardaway's first season as a Division I coach, with home attendance skyrocketing from an average of 6,225 per game last year to 15,354 through 13 games this year. Though a 69-64 home loss to number 25 ranked Cincinnati on Thursday dropped Memphis to 13-10 overall, Tiger fans are hoping Hardaway will quickly lead the program back onto the national stage, making the sort of deep tournament runs that were commonplace around here a decade ago under John Calipari. So that is the top five, right? These are the reasons to be hopeful in Memphis sports over the next year or even beyond. We came up with Penny Hardaway number one, Jaren Jackson number two, James Wiseman number three, Mike Norvell number four, and Memphis 901 FC number five. Do you want to hear the honorable mentions?
I bet I know what they are.
Go ahead.
Okay, obviously the AAF.
Memphis Express, yes.
Yes. The golf tournament.
Correct.
Coming to Memphis next year.
Yep, that was definitely.
That one could have made the top five potentially. It's a big deal. We know that.
Especially Tiger Woods.
How many more honorable mentions are there?
Three more.
There's three more. Okay. Yeah. I bet I can get these. What about the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame that's coming?
No,
That's only exciting to you. I'm excited about that. That news was broken right here on the show.
That's right.
Man, I mean, what other—
Mike Conley staying in town.
I
was hesitant to even, like, we don't know that he's staying in town, for that matter.
Yeah, I mean—
He could.
How long does this list last?
Yeah, he might be gone
in a couple months.
Yeah, he could be gone by next quarter. So we don't, you know, I couldn't put him in there.
Yeah, that couldn't make the list. And there's two more.
The Grizzlies' other young players, which, who are those? Who are they?
Bruno Caboclo.
Okay. Stretch.
Yeah, you can make that in the top
Real
five.
Stretch.
Sorry.
And then Tom Bowen and David Rudd combined.
Okay. Well, they've done good things for the university.
I think they got the land bridge done. David Rudd got the land bridge done.
Is the bridge done?
I think it's about to be done.
I haven't gone over and seen it yet.
I haven't either. Tom Bowen, okay, help me get Memphis football back on track.
That's a good one.
Okay. All right. Tom Bowen's in there. So anyway, is there anything egregious that we're missing about Memphis sports?
I think the golf tournament's a bigger deal. I think it could have probably cracked the top five. Just because, you know, we might get Tiger Woods here, and we never had Tiger Woods here. So I think that's one that could have cracked the top five. But other than that, I think it's a decent list.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm cool with the list.
Yeah, I think there are reasons for hope, actually. I think these are all legitimate things. I mean, I love the fact that there is a new, you know, I'm just a fan. I am a proponent of things coming to Memphis, whether it's, a Topgolf, let's get that done. Whether it's, you know, the soccer league and the AAF, you know, like, I don't know how big that's going to be. I don't know how it's going to look on television, but it's just something that's coming to Memphis.
Right.
It's just commerce. It's just, you know, it's industry, you know, and so I like that. I enjoy when things choose Memphis.
Me too.
Regardless of how big I actually think they're going to be. Mike, obvious. James Wiseman, obvious. And I might have put James Wiseman ahead of Jaren, but he's only going to be here for a year. And so, and Jaren's going to be here for, you know, 8 years.
Yeah, I mean,
hopefully,
you know, he's the number one player in the country. So
he is, but again, he's only going to be here for 8 months.
Yeah, yeah, I get that. I think you're right. I mean, I think
it depends.
The long term hope is bigger with Jaren because you feel like, you know, you're building your whole franchise around him.
Well, I would say this: if this was just a list for 2019, 2020, I'd put Jaren behind James.
Yeah.
If this was a reasons to be hopeful for the next 5 years, obviously, I would put Jaren, and I did put Jaren. My ranking was Penny, Jaren, James, Mike, and then Memphis 901 FC / Memphis Express. That was my personal ranking, which was the 100% correct rank. So anyway.
I mean, I think they should have made y'all choose between the Memphis Express and 901 FC.
Yeah, well, they went with 901 FC because apparently it got more votes. So anyway, there you go. Get happy. Smile today. It's Friday. When we come back, Jason Smith is going to join us. We will talk to him about this ranking. We will talk to him about Memphis basketball and more with him next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Home of the Jeff Calkins Show. Weekdays from 9 till 11 a.m. 92.9 FM, ESPN. Memphis. A radio.com sports station.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Even then,
y'all don't worry nothing. Jason Smith is my partner, the co-host of the Jason and John Show. Some would say the better half of the Jason and John Show. You can read his work over at The Athletic. Follow him on Twitter at JasonSmith929. He joins us now. Jason.
John, I think we've stopped doing that. We've stopped calling me the better half.
No.
Because we officially ended that today, Jeff and I, because we know how much it affects you.
I just wish you would stop.
We always want the best of you.
Well, only he does that. It's only Jeff that says that. And I told, like, he even introduced me once as the worst half.
No, I mean, I tell my wife I'm the better half. I tell her I'm the better half of the show all the time. It's something I say behind your back all the time, much like you gentlemen were talking behind my back today.
We were not. Yeah. I didn't say anything. I didn't say.
I would think it would qualify as talking behind my back. Yes, I think it would. My basketball skills and the hustle tryout.
No, Bennett brought that up.
A little low.
Bennett brought that up.
I could hear Blanket giggling the hardest.
He brought that up, not me. I said you've been known in your day to hit a baseline jumper.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah,
I heard that.
That was complimentary.
All I said was
stopped right there, Bennett.
All I said was
stopped right there.
I didn't say anything that wasn't factual. I said it was a short tryout, and I said that the your teammates kind of got a little angry with you.
Who brought up the three-man weave?
I did. I'm
John.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. So why we got to get into the details of the three-man weave? So that's, again, that's laughing at your partner. It's not laughing with your partner. Whatever. I'm a big guy, man. I was listening to y'all. I was letting CJ hear it. I said, CJ, listen, because we're riding down Atlanta right now. I love to drive. And I told CJ, we had y'all blaring through the speakers. I said, CJ, listen to how a man's partner will talk behind his back. And then the Blanket jumps right in. CJ was very disappointed, you guys, as was my wife. So,
I'm sorry.
You know, well, I'm like, you know, you guys watch it, man. Y'all never know who's listening.
We're just trying to evaluate our chances. I would put our starting five up against any other media outlet in this city.
I heard you say that. I thought about that when you said it. I can't think, you know, what's Ryan City Media going to do? They going to put Devin Walker on me? Well, I'll school him. That's no problem. I'll just veteran him up. I mean, you can tell he can't play.
Dang.
So, I mean, I imagine y'all going to match the black guy on the black guy, and y'all got the rest of it, right? This isn't much of a diversity game here, it doesn't sound like.
Hey.
Sounds like it's going to be a couple of black guys and a,
well, they
and
do,
a whole lot
they
of white
do have,
guys.
They have Mike Wallace. They have Mike Wallace, so that they,
oh,
they have us
that's
there.
That's true. But, they got a little more flavor.
But I went to White Station.
Well, and so did Bennett. And so did Bennett, and that may help us. They do have a little more flavor. I didn't think about it. I think, John, I'll be able to contribute a little bit more than you think. I'm just going to have to be a spot-up guy, you know.
Okay, not yeah. You're going to be our stretch four.
I mean, come on. I'm still relatively athletic and in good shape for 42 other than the lungs. But other than that,
that's the only concern.
Help.
That's the only concern.
Yeah. Well, we're not playing seventh fastest tempo in the country or anything.
Correct.
I should be okay.
Correct.
Right.
We'll set it up. Just make sure you're in town.
I'll be ready.
Just make sure you're in town. All right. Last night, every time the Tigers lose, I feel like everybody loses their minds. And last night was disappointing. Like, there's just no way around that. But, again, was this not to be expected? I mean, I thought we all kind of had a consensus going into this year that this was a penny-free swing. And that a win over a Cincinnati team that's ranked, that is tough, that would have been gravy. They didn't get it, unfortunately. It blew the lead. But am I missing something here? Like it's like losses happen. Maybe they happen in different ways that are more disappointing than others. But I thought we all kind of knew coming into this year what it was going to be.
We knew coming into this year, I was listening to you talking about the game, and I agree with most of your points. I think, you know, we knew that going into this game, we figured, yeah, they may play well. They may play well enough to win because this is some juggernaut Cincinnati team. But I think we all thought, and I think I even said it on the radio, I'd have a hard time believing they were going to. So if you look at it from that aspect, just this game individually, it's probably exactly what we expected. Memphis plays well for a while, then comes up a little short, to your point, against a very good team. Here's where I think, though, John, that you can still see big picture like that, but then still be a little bit disappointed in last night in the sense that, you know, yes, we realize, you know, as I keep saying, it's going to get greater later. It gets greater next year with Wiseman and Jeffries and Malcolm and everybody else they get. But what you want to see in year one, just as much as you want to see it from Tyler and Antoine and Alex, is growth. And I mean that from a coaching standpoint. I mean that from a coaching standpoint. So here's the deal. You got a team, right, that right now isn't tough enough, right, that right now struggling with scoring droughts for long stretches. And it, like Penny said sort of last night, you know, we've only got a few guys that sort of embody that toughness, so it is sort of what it is. Well, now you're at a point now where, all right, you got what it is. Well, now it's on you. And so, again, because, John, this was the seventh quad one, you know, kind of upper echelon game that you faced, and you come up empty again, I think for fans, you want to see a little growth. Mm-hmm. You want to – forget growth because we've seen growth. You want to see a breakthrough, if that makes any sense, John. I think after – seeing it over and over again and sort of the same problems plague it, you'd like to see a breakthrough. That said, big picture, you're 13-10, 5-5 in the AAC. You got the conference tournament at home. I know we keep saying it all, and that's all true. And next year is going to be great, and that's the one where Penny's going to be judged.
Right.
But if you wanted to see a few breakthroughs this season, and we have, you know, at times Antoine Jones, wow, that kid can really play. And you've seen Tyler Harris, what, he's 10-3 away from breaking the freshman record for three-pointers in a season. I mean, there's been growth. You've seen Mike Park sort of them now start to get something out of him. Isaiah Maurice, for the few minutes that he can give you, he's been better for stretches. Wasn't last night. Mm-hmm. But that said, as a team, you want to see that breakthrough, particularly when it's sort of been the same thing over and over again against these better teams.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Now, what do you think of this? After the game, apparently, I don't know if he said it to you guys in the post game or just to Wolo, but apparently he said – he's going to roll with the starting five of just the seniors for the rest of the year. Is that what he said?
He didn't say that to us, unless
okay.
I missed it. I was there for the entire presser that he did with us. Now, he came in late. We got Mick Cronin first, and it's possible I may have missed it, but I was there for Penny's entire. And he didn't tell us that. He did say, rolling with my seniors, and we all applied it to last night and obviously putting those guys out there. And look, I think Penny's right on this one. I think it's the way to go. Look, when they have tried to go to Alex and to Tyler and to Antoine here lately, neither of them, none of them, have sort of been able to be consistent enough. And so what do you do in that situation? Well, you could have them play through it and probably lose games and certainly lose a game like last night and maybe even more, or you can give these seniors who've got one more shot and are probably the best, like he said, the best suited for this. I know Rainier Thornton didn't come through for you last night, but Mike Parks gave you more. I mean, Keevan was decent. Jeremiah gave you another good one in the sense that, you know, the scoring is there. Again, decision-making down the stretch. It's such a fine line with Jeremiah. All that said, it's the right move by Penny. These guys give you the best chance to have the best season right now, and I think it also, to speaking toward those freshmen, it takes a little bit of pressure off them. And so it's not necessarily, you know, dependent on Tyler Harris to have a big night.
Right.
He can come off the bench, and that can be, you know, that can be gravy. Alex Lomax can come off the bench and make a few good decisions and use his scrappiness to kind of, you know, maybe start up some transition opportunities for him. You know what I'm saying? Antoine Jones.
Oh, yeah.
You get it. And so that's what you want to see. I think Penny's doing the right thing, and I really think it's what I guess toward the end of preseason practice, we kind of, you know, it was pretty out there. It was going to be Tyler and Alo starting the year. But I think in the middle, when we first saw this Penny Hardaway team, I think we thought it looked something like this, where you're starting most of those tubby guys and you're working those freshmen in. And now here we are, 22 games into the season, and that's sort of what they've settled on now. I think it's the right move by Penny. You know, maybe a tad or two too late. Maybe that had helped you earlier on. It didn't help you again last night, but you figure it will against some of these lower-level teams. And hopefully, John, like I'm saying, you get that breakthrough against one of these better teams.
Yeah, I will say, you know, and I think we both obviously really believe in Tyler Harris as a player. And obviously, you know, to start the year, he saved them against Yale, kept them in the game against LSU, which, by the
Without
way,
question.
Like LSU is on a roll right now. Like, I didn't even realize that they won. Like,
it's
they,
helping the Tigers.
Yeah,
their ranking.
They've won like 10 games in a row. I mean, they won on the road at Mississippi State the other day. I mean, they are a good team, and Tyler Harris kept them in that game. I will say I'm a little disappointed that the freshman – all of the freshmen seem to have, for whatever reason, regressed, whether it was Antoine, because there was a moment where I thought Antoine Jones was actually about to be the guy. You know, he gets in the starting lineup, and he's playing very well. Alex, you know, lost starting job, and for whatever reason, just hasn't seemed to really recover. And Tyler has his shots left him. I mean, that's the one thing I will say I'm disappointed in. It's just the
there's no question.
Regression,
John,
it seems like.
And look, if you're a fan of this program, you could make I can understand an argument that, you know what, just play those freshmen,
right?
So they finally play through their mistakes, and we see more progression in this first season, because next year is what matters more. I can understand that argument, but I would go back to, John, what I've been telling you since the preseason is that ain't fair to Jeremiah Martin, and it's really not fair to Tubby's guys either. No matter how you feel about them, but particularly, I mean, no matter how you feel about this team, you know Jeremiah's one of us. He's a Memphis, and he grew up here. It's his third coach in 4 years. You want to see the best for him. So to just throw it all on those freshmen now, which, might even be the better move for the future, I just think would be unfair to the guy that stayed here all the way through and to the other seniors on that team. You know, you got to try to win, man. This is you got the conference tournament. You got to try to get on some kind of roll before that conference tournament and hopefully be playing your best basketball by then, because, again, you know, you're looking again to that coaching staff. That's what you want. It doesn't matter. You don't want to be peaking right now, John. It's fine right now. Go back to your big picture, you know, big picture. Look at this. You don't want to be peaking right now anyway. Would have been nice to get the win last night. Get on a roll, be peaking, going into the conference tournament. That's what you want as a coach anyway.
Right. I mean, it's not
– still a free swing. Let's be for real. We'd love it for Jeremiah and these seniors to go as far as they can to make an NCAA tournament or an NIT at this point.
Right.
But it's still in the grand scheme. Yes, John, that's the big trunk. It's still a free swing this season.
Yeah, like you can't just punt the season by playing.
No, you can't. It's not. And you need those freshmen to grow.
Right.
And you know, it's not just about getting Jeremiah there. You want to build that foundation. You want those freshmen to see how they're going to be coached by you over the next few years and what you expect. And so it's all important. Yes, next year is more important. And again, you know, we all figure that's where we all do the judging. But no, man, you don't turn the page on this season because of a 5-point loss to a number 12, 25 ranked Cincinnati team that's like top 30 at the Met.
Yeah.
You don't do that.
Yeah,
you
no,
don't
that'd, do that. That'd be silly.
You were winning by 11 points for a while. You looked like the better team last night.
Yeah, like to me, like that's what you should focus on. You know,
absolutely.
Can you imagine being a person today sitting here like looking at last year's record and you know, and basically teasing this team, saying, "Well, Tubby won 21 games. Is this team going to be?"
This Rodney Higdon dude, I think, is a former Tigers football player.
I mean, what is wrong?
You talk about it, and I don't mind because he doesn't mind coming at me after every lost like in doing just that, John, comparing this team, Penny's first, with Tubby's second last year, when we know that schedule wasn't the same. And again, this is Penny's first season trying to mix Tubby's guys with his guys. Like, are you kidding me? To try to make the comparison and say that Penny should be here or here as opposed to Tubby, it's not apples and apples. It's apples and oranges. And so for those folks, those trolls, I just ignore them. But again, I probably gave him too much love shouting them out anyway. They're supposed to be like a tiger. But he loves – I don't know why when this basketball team does
– strange.
For me, he's just the face on what you're talking about. I don't know why when this basketball team loses, guys like that come out. You don't hear from them when they're winning. They're apparently Tigers fans.
Yeah.
But a lot of those guys, I don't know. I think old Higdon's a football guy.
Yeah.
He doesn't like when that Tiger side's shining.
Yeah, I guess not. I don't think that's obviously not the
– which is ridiculous.
It's not the majority.
Exactly.
Like, it's the minority. But still, I can't believe there's one person in Memphis who actually thinks that way.
No, things are on the up and up, man. People should be feeling good right now. I mean, hell, you know, with the way the Grizzlies situation is right now, you can see the sun on the other side for the Tigers. Whereas
no doubt.
The Grizzlies, you know, it's a little bit tougher to see. We all think and hope it's there.
Yeah.
But it's tougher to see right now. Yeah.
Yeah. We are, of course, talking to Jason Smith, who's on his way to Atlanta for – what are you going to Atlanta for?
Well, my wife, man. She's making all – you know, it's a business conference. She's big time. She owns her own business. We're going here. She's meeting with all these other business owners. And I'm just the babysitter of Chris. So that's what
– Your wife is building her empire.
Yeah, she is. As a matter of fact, I'm so proud of her. She's doing so great on this. She started a couple of years ago and, you know, started from the scratch, man. I tell you what, man, I don't know if she would tell you this, but I really believed in her from the get-go. I've tried to support her all the way through, and she has grown this thing on her own. I'm proud of her. And so, yeah, as part of, you know, it's my job, man. You got to support the wife, John. You already know it, but you're going to learn if you don't. And, yeah, man, I get behind her, so I'm going down there to support her in Atlanta, and I'm just kind of babysitting the son while she does her thing.
That's beautiful. A couple other things, man. We as a Memphis Athletic staff, we put together a Reasons for Hope list. At theathletic.com. Penny Hardaway was number one, Jaren Jackson was number two, James Wiseman was number three, Norvell was number four, and Memphis 901 FC was five. What was your personal ranking?
You guys, with all due respect to, you know, FC.
What was your personal ranking?
It was Penny, of course, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then it was Wiseman.
You put Wiseman number two, okay.
And I think I put because he can save two Memphis teams in 2020, potentially.
Right, 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 right.
Number three was obviously Jaren Jackson Jr.
Okay.
The future of the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yep.
Number four was Mike Norvell,
yep.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
I know I had him on my list. He's either four or five. And number five is one I don't know how you guys are missing this. I'm not even a golf dude. But this WGC is huge for the city. And it's huge for the city because you're going to have the top 50 golfers in the world coming here every year. And that is big. And I realize we have got a growing soccer community. And listen, we're going to have a growing, you know, pro football base here in Memphis, hopefully, to follow the Express. But that golf tournament is going to have all eyes on it. That, and I'm not just talking about here in our great nation. Did I mention? I'm not even a golf dude. This is top 50 in the world. You're going to have everybody, all eyes on Memphis. This is huge for the city, and I mentioned it when I put it down my boat. You know, this is your opportunity to even get Tiger Woods. So for a part of this city, maybe even like me, that typically doesn't even care, you know, about the pro stop, and you know that's not out there regularly, right? And that heat for the fringe, you know, not even a fringe guy, for the non-golf fan, maybe they go out there this year. I figure it's a huge but if you get that Tiger Woods that you've never gotten. Because now you've got a chance to get the top 50 guys. Hopefully that includes Tiger. This thing takes off, and the whole world's watching. It's not just, you know, one community, one part of Memphis, that kind of thing. I want the Express and 901 FC to be huge. But I know this golf tournament's got the potential to be, and I know it's going to be big for our city.
Yeah, I agree. In the interest of full transparency, I put the Memphis Express and the Memphis 901 FC together. In the same line.
John, it's so sweet of you to give him the same amount of support.
To get him on that list. I just kind of group him in the same, you know, like secondary.
I mean, do y'all not agree with me on the
no,
golf?
No, I mean, I,
like,
actually,
like,
no,
it
was a,
I'm
it
not
was
even a golf dude.
No,
I,
no, no,
you
I
don't
wanted it on.
I, Memphis,
honestly,
will tell you.
I didn't. It
yeah.
didn't even occur to me. But now that it has, I would have put
it's
it on
huge.
There.
Jason,
that's
I asked for
huge,
it to be on the list. Hello?
Money poured into the city. Hello?
Here we got yeah, we had a Claude Humphrey.
Well,
we had a Claude.
I sounded like Claude. Yeah. I sounded like Claude there. Hello? I'm still, hello? No, I'm here.
All right. So, yes, it was an injustice by me and by
others. Yeah. You guys missed that one.
Really?
I agree. No, you look smart. You're the smartest one on the list. All right. That's enough.
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks.
And then finally, Chris Wallace made a few statements today. He did come out and talk, which I give him credit for. That's got to be a tough job. And he said this, Jason. He said the goal is to convey the pick, which obviously I think we knew given the deals of yesterday. And he said, quote, if there's a year to step out of the top of the draft, this is probably the one. That's going to be awkward if they don't convey the pick, isn't it?
Yeah. But you can't guarantee you can get down there anyway. And what I mean by down there is up to the top of that draft. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm just saying, though, if you pick seventh, that's still the top of the draft.
I mean, technically, but we're looking at this. Aren't we all looking at it? Is this really a, you know, 4-5-guy draft? I mean, y'all know how I feel about Chris and what I think of that front office right now and sort of, but I actually appreciate, I read the tweets about, you know, his quotes from, I think Peter Edmondson was the one putting them out. Omari was putting them out, too, as they were coming out. And I actually appreciated the straightforwardness. I thought we were going to get more spin, you know, not tell us whether you plan to convey or what the plan is, because that's typically what I expect from them. And so to hear that that was the plan, to hear kind of confirm what we've been saying, that the reason you need to try to convey is because, you know, we don't think it's a very good draft either. I appreciated the honesty, and I think it's important for fans right now. I think it was important for him to come out and shoot people straight like that. I underestimated, because I thought it was going to come out and be a whole bunch of spin this, spin that, not telling you what we're doing, keep it cloudy like we usually do. And you know, I don't know how you guys feel about it, but when I was reading them, I was like, okay. Well, a direct answer. All right, well, here's the plan. And right now, if you're a Grizzlies fan, that's what you want. You want hope. You want a plan. And so whether I think Chris is running it or not, and you're right, I realize that he is probably just the guy that's getting run out there, and he's certainly the one taking all the bullets when we know there should be bullets for others in there. John, I thought it was the right tone. I thought the directness was what they needed to do.
How about that? I did not expect you to say that, but I appreciate your perspective as always, my man. Have a great weekend in Atlanta. Be safe. Tell CJ I said hello, and we'll see you soon, man.
Y'all take care, man. Have a great weekend.
Yep. He is Jason Smith, my partner here on the show, going down to Atlanta for the weekend. We'll come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guest appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Valentine's Day is less than a week away. It's the perfect time to get engaged, and whatever your budget is, Robert Irwin Jewelers has the ring that you want, starting at just $5.99. Ring design, we conducted some very elaborate and thorough studies, and we found that ring design is the number one thing women care about when it comes to an engagement ring. So don't stress. My friends and my man Howie over at Robert Irwin Jewelers, they have exactly what you need. You can impress her, blow her away, with a ring from the Dream Collection. Handcrafted engagement rings, they feature fancy-shaped center diamonds like the Oval, the Pear, the Marquise, and the Princess Cut. Valentine's Day is supposed to be a day of romance, and Robert Irwin Jewelers has everything you need to make sure that is the case. Like the You and Me Rockin' Diamond necklace featuring two interlocking hearts with rockin' diamonds in the centers representing you and her. Isn't that sweet? You got to see them starting at just $199. Free financing available, up to 60 months to pay or 12 months deferred interest. So now through Valentine's Day, you also get a free box of Denso's chocolates with your purchase of $99 or more while supplies last. Robert Irwin Jewelers, 4 convenient locations, or check them out online at rijewelers.com. All right, let's do that thing where we check it all out.
Here's what 92.9 FM ESPN's Jason, John, and Bennett are checking out tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to be checking out the Memphis Express. I know that might draw some ire from certain people, but I am going to be checking out the Memphis Express this weekend against the Birmingham Iron. I want to see what the presentation looks like, what the team looks like, if we're good, if it's worth my time and my support. So I'll be checking them out this weekend.
I'll be watching that too, but I will be at FedEx Forum tomorrow night. The Grizzlies take on the Pelicans. It is wrestling night, and Mick Foley's going to be in the house. So that's a pretty good guest for wrestling night.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll get to see the debut of our new Grizzlies.
Yes, indeed.
So I'm there for that. It's going to be a good one, and it's actually an important game for the Grizzlies. If you're part of the You Want to Convey the Pick crowd,
yes, it is.
It's an important game.
Yep, it is. It'll be interesting for sure.
Oh, also, Anthony Davis is going to be back. He's playing again.
Yep, and Memphis obviously plays UConn on Sunday as well, and that's a big one. They need to win that one. The Tigers need to win that game. They got to get back on track. It's a home game. UConn's down. That is one you need to win. Don't lose four in a row.
No. Beat UConn. They suck.
Beat UConn. All right, that's going to do it for us today. As always, the Jason and John Show is presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to our guests who joined us today, Matt Moore, Gary Parrish, and Jason Smith. Thanks to Ron Olson for sitting in for an hour and asking a question about Zach Randolph and the Dallas Cowboys. Yep, that happened. All right, that's going to do it for us. Eric Hasline's up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.